on to item 5, which is paper C, the Isle of Wight Pension Board annual report. Again, for newer members, you remember what I just said about the pension board compared to the pension fund committee, which is us. This is to receive the annual report from the Isle of Wight Pension Board for the year ended 31st of March 2020, which is paper C. And do we have the chairman of the board, Tracy Bull, to present the report? Is Tracy with us?
I don't know.
I can't see that Tracy has joined yet.
Is there anybody else from the pension board who can tell us whether Tracy is here? Or is there anybody else from the pension board at all?
Reg and Barbara are here.
Ah, Reg and Barbara are here. Right, I will take advice on what we should do about this. Who do I take advice from?
If you wanted to move to the next item and then come back to this one, and hopefully we can try and get Tracy into the meeting, or you can just take the report.
I think with respect to the pension board, mm-hmm. The paper is very self-explanatory.
Yeah.
We do have two members of the board available, which is Barbara Milton, who's one of the scheme member representatives, and Councillor Reg Barry, who's one of the employee representatives. I'm sure they'd be happy to take any questions if committee members do have any questions on the board. But the report basically summarises what the board has been doing over the last 12 months and the contributions that they've made in supporting the governance and administration of the pension fund, and the assurance that the board is providing to the committee that appropriate standards of governance and administration have been adhered to. So I think the best way to take this would be to say if committee members have any questions, then we can refer to one of the board members to make a response.
Thank you, Jo. Mm-hmm. Let's try that then. So the question is whether any members of the pension fund committee wish to ask any questions on this item, which is the details are in paper C. That's the first thing. Are there any questions for the board?
Yep, we've got Paul Brading and then Debbie Andre.
Right, we have two questions then. The next question is, are the members of the board present prepared to answer the question?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. That was Reg, I think, was it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Reg.
Yeah.
In which case, we will start off. Who was the first one?
First of all, we've got Councillor Brading.
So can we, Paul Brading, would you like to ask your question, please?
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. It's a simple question, really. I know there's only four members of the board. I know they can have up to eight. I wonder why there's not that many on the board, and what is the core eight number for the board, the core eight percentage? I don't see that in the paper either. I'm just concerned there's only four members of the board and there should be more.
Do you want me to answer that?
Yes, please, Reg.
It's quite simple, really. These sort of committees are nearly always short, as is the audit committee, the pension board. There's not the raving interest in it at what there is in other boards, like things like, most committees are down, and I hate to say it, but it's one political party, the same party that you belong to. When you read the report, you'll see it's not as simple a job as what the chairman would have you believe. I thought his description of what the board does was very, light. It's quite busy, and there's a lot of work goes on that people aren't aware of. There's only four members because mainly it's getting finding people who's interested. That's what I think myself, personally.
Okay, thank you, Reg.
I don't know whether Barbara agrees.
Sorry.
Barbara, you're on mute.
Barbara, do you want to say something? If so, can you unmute yourself?
Okay, it's showing unmute. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, okay now.
Okay. The existing terms of reference state that we have four members, that by four members is the minimum statutory requirement. There's new terms for the board going through now, which will increase the potential membership up to 8 members. And we are currently looking for 2 new members, one employee and one employer member, because we realize we are quite a small group, fairly vulnerable because we are small. The core is 3 currently. I'm not quite sure. I think it will go up to 4 when we have 6 members. It will go up to 4, but we have to have 2. We have to have equal numbers of employee representatives and employer representatives. And you know, it's something we've been conscious of. We are working to increase the numbers, but it is difficult to recruit because we do have statutory obligations. Which we are personally liable for. So in some ways, it's not a very attractive proposition to get into, especially when, you know, when you're talking about these days litigation and legal responsibilities. So it can appear to be quite onerous because of the statutory duties connected with the board.
Joe, do you have any comment to make on that?
Yes, if I could just say, part of the exercise that will be carried out at the next meeting, which is on the 23rd of September, is to begin the process for determining the recruitment of new board members. As Barbara has pointed out, statute requires that there's an equal number of scheme member and employer representatives. Currently, we have 2 of each. One of whom, of the employer representatives, is from the council, which is where Councillor Barry fits in, and the other is Tracy Bull from the college, who is representing the other employers within the fund. We are seeking to create a role profile for board members so that we can go out and advertise for interested members to attend. We haven't had the ability to do that, primarily because of work pressures for myself, but also due to other commitments within the board. That's part of our work plan for the next 12 months, is to recruit additional members. I believe that the forum will start at 3 when we go to an additional capacity, but the quorum will specify that it has to be at least one member of the employee representatives and one member of the employer representatives to form quorum. So we can't have just 3 of the employee representatives or 3 of the employer representatives being quorum for the meeting. So we will be looking at that in more detail as the terms of reference are approved and roll forward.
Thank you. May I just say, Barbara, thank you for your clear, informative and non-political response. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Are you happy with that, Councillor Brading?
I am happy with the non-political response from Barbara. Yes,
thank
I am.
Yeah. Thank you. We also have a question from Debbie Andre. Debbie, would you like to ask your question, please?
Thank you, Adrian. It's interesting, actually, because my question did actually focus very much on the terms of reference. And again, thank you very much to both Barbara and Joe for your very clear responses. I was just going to just ask, in terms of the terms of reference, I note that it is a requirement that it is annually reviewed. Am I to think, and you've obviously said it does focus on the numbers and the fact that it is a very small committee, and that has been recognised in terms of the terms of reference being altered to allow for more members, albeit to maintain that equal balance. I do note, however, that although the committee is currently small, all members have actually attended all meetings. So the overall attendance is 100%. So I think that actually has to be noted. My sort of final question that hasn't really been answered is, I know it's a difficult one to answer, but what is the how is the board going about recruiting extra members? And I appreciate that there is a difficulty in this, but it would be good to actually see the expansion of the board. So how is it actually going about that recruitment process? And is there a sort of statutory requirement for that recruitment process?
Can I suggest that our officer answers that to start with, but I'm very happy for the members of the board to join in as well. So Joe Thistlewood, could you please provide the basis of an answer?
Yeah, thank you. The membership demands of the board are specified in statute that says there is a minimum of four in total, which must be equal representatives of employee, scheme member and employer reps. We have not yet finalised the process by which the recruitment will be sought, but we are, as I say, with the board are meeting on the 23rd of September, and part of the agenda of that will be to look at the additional recruitment and how we go about seeking additional employer representatives. As members will be aware, the pension fund has about 16,000 members in total, active, deferred and pensioner members, of which the council forms about 85% of that full membership. So therefore the council is the largest employer, but we don't want to put an additional elected member representative on the pension board, because the council will be seen, or could be seen at that point, to be dominating the pension board as well as dominating the decision-making process. So we need to be fully representative of all employers and all scheme members. So we will be discussing this at the pension board meeting, and the process for a role profile and recruitment process will be agreed at that stage. Could I just remind members as well that the board is not a committee of the council. It is not a political body. It is not created under the Local Government Act. It's created under the Public Services Pensions Act 2013, and therefore has no requirements for political proportionality, has no political agenda, and does not actually make any decisions. The board is there to support the scheme manager, i.e. in this case the Pension Fund Committee, in ensuring that appropriate standards of governance and administration are maintained, and that scheme members and scheme employers are appropriately reflected, and the views and objectives of the members and employers are appropriately reflected in the decision-making process of the council.
Thank you, Joe. Reg and Barbara, would you like to add anything to that?
Tracy is here now. She might like to come in.
Oh, welcome, Tracy.
Hi, thank you. Well, no, just to say that, the change for numbers of members has been quite a recent introduction. So any sort of recruitment has been a little bit delayed by the current sort of pandemic situation, but it's something obviously that we are keen to do. But yeah, it's a recent introduction, so yeah.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions on this item, please? In which case, can we note the report and thank Tracy for writing it all and sending it in, and all the detail. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So that item is noted. We did at the beginning of the meeting that we had several of the members of the committee who were going to arrive late. Can I ask Megan whether any of them have turned up yet?
Yes, I can see that we now have Councillor Garrett, we have Councillor Churchman, and I think we're still waiting for Councillor Abraham to arrive.
Okay, so welcome to you, Andrew and Vanessa, and we're still waiting for Barry. We had a bit of a shambolic start because not everybody was here, but I would like to belatedly welcome Graham Perks as a member of the committee. It's the first time he's attended here. Well, thank you for coming, Graham. As somebody has just said, it might have been Reg, it's not the most popular committee to serve on, because it's not frightfully covered with opportunities for electioneering, but there you go. But it, we believe it's a very important committee when you think in terms of two things. One is that we control directly or indirectly investments of £600 million, which is a lot of money in anybody's chequebook. And we have, as members of the scheme, which is, the bulk of it is council employees, either current employees, retired employees, or people who've worked here but gone on to work somewhere else. We have 15,000 members of the pension fund. If you look in terms of the Isle of Wight, that's the equivalent of 10% of the population of the island, which is an awful lot of people. And so that's why we believe, for those two reasons, we believe this is very important. Okay, let's move on to the next item then. We're moving on to item six.